Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Webb, founder of Freedom Practice Coaching. I'd like to first thank you for reaching out to us to receive your guide to packaging your services for better patient results and profitability. You know, by asking for this, I'm assuming you're of like mind and that your main goal is to first help your patients reach breakthrough results. You recognize a personal responsibility of going well beyond simply helping your patients gain relief of symptoms, but are intent on empowering them to gain control of their health. As I take you through page by page this packaging model, you will certainly come to understand that this is really the answer to addressing your patients' true needs while allowing you to conduct your business on your terms. You will find that this model brings your patient in as a partner in health that will assume personal responsibility and hold themselves accountable for the daily decisions they make regarding their health. This is completely different than the traditional models that tend to address symptoms with a general disregard to fully educate the patient as to why they're unhealthy and how they can play a critical role in reaching those breakthrough results. By packaging your services, you are willing to be transparent with your patients in regards to what they can expect, both in personal responsibility, time and financial investment, if they are to reach their goals. You as the practitioner must act as the expert and the guide to fully communicate this to your patient before asking them to participate in your care and recommendations. Anything less, in my opinion, is a loss of integrity and personal responsibility to your patients. They have a right to know upfront what goals can be reached, how exactly this is going to happen, and what the exchange of value will be. It is not your job to prejudge or whether this person is willing to apply themselves or whether they can afford your recommendations. Your job is to lay it out for them to decide. Those of you that have been fully dependent on the insurance model usually don't have a problem recommending particular services as you are not asking the patient to invest in themselves. The minute you ask the patient to actually invest in these same services, all kinds of justifications enter your mind, such as, well, I just don't think the patient can afford it. This has nothing to do with the patient, but everything to do with how much you value your services and your personal struggles with money. Unfortunately, most doctors are brainwashed into believing this, as you were likely taught by Big Pharma and the insurance companies that you shouldn't worry about the money. You should just focus on the patient's needs and stick to recommending services and products that continue to build wealth for these conglomerates rather than actually recommending services that are best for your patients. The fact is that most of the services that are best for your patients, including health education, are not covered by insurance. The reason here is obvious. Assuming you focus on empowering your patients rather than managing their disease, you've likely found that many of your services are not covered, and therefore you will need to receive this compensation directly from your patient. Keep listening and you will discover a very effective way to do this without feeling like a salesperson. And here's the great news. By asking your patient to take personal responsibility and invest in themselves, you will find that compliance will greatly improve. Their respect for you as an expert will heighten, and their personal respect and value for themselves will also improve. They will see your integrity by being upfront and transparent with them as a characteristic they will come to demand in their doctor. I've always found it amusing how easily cosmetic dentists, orthodontists, practitioners in the field of cosmetic services have little problem in building highly profitable cash practices. There is no complaining and whining that insurance doesn't cover this service or that. They go into their niche fully knowing that insurance is out of the game and they will therefore require their patients to come up with the money. If they value the service enough, they will find the money. This last statement is the key to understanding how some physicians thrive in cash practices while others struggle. Here it is. If you try to sell your services rather than the destiny that this patient is looking for, you will find your patients unwilling to move forward. Please understand, your patients have no interest in your services, but are interested only if you can help them reach their goals. Imagine the orthodontist trying to justify his or her fee by explaining all of the hardware you will receive that make up the actual braces. They spend absolutely no time in discussing this, but stick to the time frame to reach the goal, personal responsibility, and what the outcome looks like. In this case, a beautiful smile. This is where your patient sees the value. Now, I know some of you will now throw out the, well, Dr. Webb, cosmetic services are different. People see value in that. Really? Are you trying to convince me that the typical person suffering with chronic health issues that has affected their daily life, their energy, effectiveness at work, their confidence, intimacy with their spouse, quality time with their kids, don't see value in a destiny of vibrant health and optimized living? Of course they do. You just have to learn to take them on this journey and communicate to them effectively. Stop talking like a doctor and have a personal conversation with them that lends to complete understanding of the truth. A truth in which they do have a purpose in life, and one that can only be fulfilled if they are healthy. One last thing before I take you on a tour of the guide. If you do not personally value your health and are not following along the lifestyle you prescribe to your patients, you will find it very difficult to convince those who come to you for help. If this is the case, you may want to start making some serious changes that will reflect your position as being one who walks the talk. On the other hand, if you're one that cherishes your health, please continue to listen in, as this tool you have in front of you is priceless in your quest for seeing even better patient outcomes and enjoying the benefits of a freedom practice. You will find this audio presentation most valuable if you have your guide in front of you. Let's begin with the page titled, Why Packaging Your Services is the Best Practice Model for Your Patients. I'm going to start by giving you this thought. The typical person that steps into your practice seeking your services has a mindset that they've learned over the years. It goes something like this. One, I'm sick, and this is the only reason I'm here, doctor. Number two, you're the doctor, so you're responsible to fix me. And three, I have insurance, therefore I'm entitled to receive your care without personal responsibility. Now that you know this, don't you think it's your responsibility to help change this? If not you, then who? Until this destructive mindset is changed, you will continue to struggle and find yourself frustrated on a daily basis. The process of changing this incorrect thinking is called pre-education. Unfortunately, I will have to save this part of the equation for another lesson if we are to get through the packaging guide. But don't worry, I will not leave you hanging. If you want to learn about this, I will give you an opportunity. So here are the four main problems your patients face. Number one, as I mentioned, they are maleducated about their health. Either they have limited information or simply incorrect information. The majority have poor health habits, and as we all know, this is really the main kicker of why they are in their current circumstance. They don't know why they are sick. Sure, they may have some ideas, but in general, they're not being fully educated on how all the havoc started, leaving them with a feeling of hopelessness. They're not treating the root cause and therefore finding themselves getting worse over time. Even worse, they may not even know their health is further deteriorating, as any medication they may be taking can be disguising their symptoms and leading them to believe they have improved. Understanding this should lead you to better search for what your patient is truly seeking. Do they really just want temporary relief of symptoms? Have you dug deep enough to understand that they are not in your office to simply rid their symptoms, but to reach a better destination where life is enjoyable and worth looking forward to? As the practitioner, you must address all four of these problem issues if you expect to achieve the highest level of results and a long-term relationship with your patient. Long-term relationship should be in the form of a trusted guide or mentor to your patient, a partner in health that your patient can count on to stay on track and avoid any crisis. If your packaging guide is in front of you, turn to the next page titled, To Address These Four Problems. Here we can identify some practical and proven methods that solve these challenges, beginning with your typical patient being poorly educated regarding their health. Solution. Rather than attempting to educate your patients one-on-one, put together group classes that cover the main topics that should be covered in order to empower your patient to take control of their health. These will not only include the standard wellness and lifestyle topics such as nutrition, detoxification, and exercise, but include topics that help you as the practitioner gain better compliance with your patients following your recommendations. These might include understanding particular labs or diagnostics you commonly prescribe, or a summary of the benefits of certain supplements you typically prescribe. In essence, make every attempt to include common topics you find yourself repeating throughout the day, such as the benefits of vitamin D, why gluten can be harmful and when should it be removed from their diet, or which types of diets you typically prescribe and why. Outside of group classes, you should also consider putting together a series of mini lesson videos that offer additional value in education. Here at FPC, we offer our members a complete 52-lesson video series that can be included in their wellness packages. By doing this, you remove the unproductive time of the practitioner, allowing you or your associates to see more clients per week and focus on the critical information that only the doctor or provider can provide, such as the review of new labs or diagnostics, a change of recommended supplements, or a progress report. Rather than spending 45 minutes with follow-up visits, repeating typical information on educational topics, these can easily be reduced to 20, 25 minutes while providing more value to your patient. By the way, you'll be delighted to find that your patients will not only prefer and enjoy this curriculum type of environment better than your one-on-one, but will actually retain this information better, leading to better compliance and results. It's really a win-win. And here's another great reason to do this. You actually get paid. Yes, you will be getting a tuition fee for your curriculum that your patients will be happy to pay as they see this as an investment. By investing in themselves, they will hold themselves accountable. Without charging for your knowledge, you are suggesting there is no value in it. The result, all of your time educating them goes in one ear and right out the other. It's a waste of time for both you and your patient. The second common problem is resolving your patient's poor health habits. You've really already begun this process with your group education. To better guide them and offer an exceptional experience, you might consider having other professionals on your team that can help out in the individual follow-ups and the classes. These individuals can be another practitioner, a dietitian, personal trainer, meal planner, psychologist, or just about anyone with expertise. They can either be employed by you, contracted, or in some cases, these professionals will provide services for free. You know, when I was practicing, I had a very well-educated personal trainer that worked with my clients. Every 2 weeks, he offered a two-hour educational talk on the principles of exercise and how best to get results. We agreed to teach what I discussed in my book, Metamorphosis. Every 2 weeks, a group of my clients would visit him at his gym and go through the two-hour class and workshop. Following this, they would have the opportunity to spend a one-on-one 30-minute session with him. If they enjoyed and felt like it would be a benefit to hire a personal trainer, he gained a client, and I was better ensured my client would be held accountable, at least regarding exercise. I paid him nothing in cash, but in great leads. It was a win-win. Next, we have to help your patient gain an understanding of why they're having health challenges. This is to be determined by you and what you feel will be the best diagnostics in gaining an understanding of what's out of balance. I caution you here not to go overboard with unnecessary diagnostics. I found too many doctors will run an abundant number of labs and tests in attempt to find every possible imbalance. It's not that this is bad, but it can run several thousand dollars. For the top exec that wishes to get the elite wellness program, this is fine. But it simply will not work for the masses. Please don't go overboard here to impress your patient that you're the expert or to justify your fee. Instead, focus on the main markers that give you a clear understanding and then follow the patient's history and complaints to guide you. To give an example of a lab that is usually not necessary when starting a treatment protocol, let's look at leaky gut. Here's a great tool that can certainly give us empirical evidence of yes or no. But let's think this through. If your patient is presenting with IBS, intermittent heartburn, supersensitivities to foods, whether they actually have leaky gut or not, will you not put them on a leaky gut protocol? In other words, if the lab will not change your protocol, think twice about running it. Save your clients money to go toward education and supplements, treatment, etc. Finally, you must offer additional solutions outside of your education in the form of services that include modalities, perhaps hormone replacement, supplementation, physical care, and a host of other services that you find best suited for the type of practice you have and your particular health niches. Whether you're an MD, DO, naturopath, chiropractor, or any other health professional, you have learned specific treatments and protocols that you're confident with. Include these services that you see best for any particular case. The bottom line is that your patient should understand the benefit of such and further understand that this will aid in their recovery, but will not replace their personal responsibility with the daily health habits. Now let's take a look at how packaging stands up to other practice models. As a health professional, you've more than likely experienced the insurance model. the good, the bad, and the ugly. If you've been in practice for more than 10 years, you've seen mostly the ugly as reimbursements continue to plummet. This downward trend certainly can be perceived as if the insurance companies don't see much value in what you do, especially your time. Try to find a code that fairly reimburses you for doing your job, such as educating your patients. Generally speaking, this model fails to cover services that are preventative or lead to true resolution. Instead, the doctor finds that he or she is to depend on insurance, then a practice focused on disease management will be the consequence. If you're still listening to my discussion on packaging your services, I doubt you're the type of practitioner that's okay with this. I've personally experienced this model and would never advise any doctor to go into practice fully depending on insurance. Nothing will burn you out quicker, lead to higher stress levels, and make you feel like quitting altogether. It's simply not worth it. If you're looking for a total freedom practice that will allow you to provide the services you see best for your practice members while getting paid your true value, you must learn to build a cash model. This doesn't mean you have to totally drop insurance, but never ever completely depend on it. You will also find that the cash model brings in a much higher profit margin, often double that of the insurance model. Next is the fee for service model. I like to call this the buffet model, as it really allows your patients to pick and choose what they want. Now, if you're in the restaurant business, this may be okay, but you're not. Now, you're a trusted advisor who is expected to educate and give recommendations based on your expertise. People come to you frustrated with ongoing nagging health issues that have impacted their lives and often their families as well. Do you really just want to go along and give them what they want? As a doctor, you are not in a position to simply give them what they think they want. They are not the doctor. If you can't determine what their true needs are, communicate this to your prospective patient effectively and put a program together that fully addresses the path to resolution and brings them to their hoped-for destination, then why do they need you? You're either in the symptom relief and masking business or you're in the wellness business. The latter suggests that you are in charge and should be held accountable to be competent and do your job. So you ask, but Dr. Webb, not everyone wants more than just symptom relief. Sure, you'll find a few that really aren't interested in investing time and money into themselves. But I can assure you this, more of those who come to you are interested in a trusted advisor who can empower them to gain control of their health. This means they simply don't know what kind of health they're capable of having and have fallen victim to the typical mindset they've learned from all their past practitioners, which mostly consists of, come to me when you're sick or in pain. Let me fix you with my magic pills. No worry to change your lifestyle. Just stay on the meds. Now, I might be a little facetious here, but bottom line, as practitioners, we follow along with this, developing this mindset for years. With this kind of lifelong education, what do you expect them to think? It's your job to step out of the old, ineffective, traditional mold and help them discover there really is hope. And it doesn't come in a bottle. Last thing here to consider, if your main model is the fee for service, your patients will only see the value of exchange being in your services or products rather than the destination you offer them. Back to the example of the orthodontist. The value was not in the individual visits or the hardware, but in the final outcome, a confident, beautiful smile. You can see that the fee-for-service model doesn't work here, and neither will it work well in your practice. Stick to the fee-for-service model and continue to see patients. Drop up of care well ahead of your recommendations. The consequences, less breakthrough results and expense of time and money to your patient rather than an investment. Less referrals and burnout for you and your team. In a package model, you're following a common sense approach that suggests that you take the time to truly understand why your prospective patient has sought out your services and advice. You've taken the time to have a conversation with them that leads to a complete understanding of what they see as the ultimate destination. Remember, you must look past the symptoms and into how their life has been affected because of the underlying reasons they have their symptoms. When they know you understand and have empathy on how their life is being affected and what they see as the perfect scenario, they will be open and ready to follow your recommendations. You will likely be the first practitioners they've visited that lays out a complete plan to include everything they will need to be successful and take ownership of their health. I've always taught my clients that they should see their services and treatments as the plane ride that gets them to their destination. The patient does not really care how you get them to Tahiti, just as long as you get them there and they feel confident and safe, this will happen. They're investing in Tahiti, not the plane ride. The minute you place the value on the ride, they only see the value of the ride, which is much less than the destiny. A week in Tahiti is worth perhaps $7,000. The plane ride, only $1,200. Get the point. The overall benefits of the package model include ensuring your patient remains compliant through the recommended program. They've been fully educated on what to expect. They recognize they are to be a co-laborer in the process, and they understand that you've put a competent plan together to secure the outcome. Basically, an all-inclusive type of experience so they can enjoy the journey and not think about the money again. The last thing they want is to be nickeled and dimed every time they walk into your practice. The main benefit is you've delivered a plan that logically makes sense and gives them hope that they will finally reach their destiny. No longer do they have to keep researching on the internet, playing a guessing game of what's real, what's not. They can break away from the constant stress of thinking about their concerns and get on with their life. Trust me, they see a tremendous value in this. As I mentioned in the first few minutes of this audio, by packaging your services, you are willing to be transparent with your patients in regards to what they can expect, both in personal responsibility, time and financial investment, if they are to reach their goals. You as the practitioner must act as the expert and the guide to fully communicate this to your patient before asking them to participate in your care and recommendations. Anything less is, in my opinion, is a loss of integrity and personal responsibility to your patients. They have a right to know up front what goals can be reached, how exactly this is going to happen, and what the exchange of value will be. It is not your job to prejudge of whether this person is willing to apply themselves or whether they can afford your recommendations. Your job is to lay it out for them to decide. So now we know why packaging is best for your patients. Let's take a look at how the model is best for you in your practice. One, better patient compliance. We've just discussed how this is obviously best for the patient, but it serves you well in the fact that you will get better patient outcomes. Your reputation is based on it. Not only your reputation, but your sanity. Imagine a practice and where you don't have to call patients to remind them of their appointments, convince them to take your recommended supplements or recommended treatments. No longer do you have to place so much focus on getting new patients because those have stuck it out with you and they refer. Two, practice exactly the way you want. Be honest here. Are you making recommendations based on what you truly feel is the optimum program for your patients, or are you making recommendations based on the best CPT codes, the pay better, protocols that you think will be easier for your patient to accept? Packaging your services will allow you to practice with integrity and confidence. It allows you the opportunity to practice on your terms, not the insurance companies and not your patients. Your patient is not the CEO of your company and therefore should not be telling you how to run your practice. You are to listen to your patients and provide the absolute best recommended programs and experience. But this doesn't mean pamper to your patients' wants in regards to what they think they need and to their convenient timelines. I know practitioners that continue to open their practices on the weekend when the week work is nowhere close to being full. They justify this by stating this is the only time certain patients can make it in. It's hogwash. If you were their cardiologist, I promise you they would schedule their appointment at the time slots you offered them. No whining, no complaining. Why? Because they take you seriously and consider their cardiac health of extreme importance. Do they consider your services and your time valuable? If not, perhaps it's because you've trained them to think this way. Tough one to swallow, right? Number three, higher profit potential. Your average patient is willing to invest much more on a complete package that is focused on the destiny than a handful of appointments that include particular treatment protocols and services directed toward symptomatic relief. With FPC clients, we see an average of a 300% increase in the lifetime value of their patients when they convert to packaging. Much of the higher profit comes in the form of getting paid for your educational curriculum, your knowledge. I spoke briefly on this earlier. Number four, higher quality of care to fewer patients. Now, I'm not suggesting you don't try to help as many folks as you can, but first make certain you don't sacrifice quality of care and patient experience for increased numbers. I'm not one who has any respect for the patient mill that tries to make up revenue numbers by accepting more patients than they can effectively handle. When you offer packages, you will be getting much higher compliance, higher fees that allow you to focus on the right number of patients for your practice. Your focus should be to deliver the type of care you would deliver to your own family members. With this brief summary, you should now be ready to start putting together your packages. Turn to the seven essential parts of a comprehensive package to follow along here. Here you will find the essentials that should be included in your wellness packages to ensure a complete approach to the needs and ultimate goals of your patient. No matter what health conditions you focus on, you will find that these essentials can be directed toward your particular niche. At FPC, we have general practitioners. We have specialists such as cardiologists, OBGYN, psychiatrists, pain management. We have naturopaths, chiropractors, nurse practitioners. We even have practitioners in the cosmetic industry. No matter your typical client, if you are convinced that long-term solutions are of utmost importance, then you will find these seven essentials play a critical role in each case. For example, when would it be appropriate not to educate your patients on nutrition? Shouldn't the individual seeking out cosmetic services for a youthful appearance be exposed to how their diet is affecting their skin health? Shouldn't they have an understanding that the skin's appearance will be most affected by their lifestyle choices? Are there supplements that can play a role in optimizing long-term results? I can assure you that most cosmetic practices disregard this and focus primarily on what treatments they can sell their client, even though the majority of treatments focus only on the outward circumstances, wrinkles and sagging skin, that have developed primarily from lifestyle choices, poor lifestyle choices. This leads to a temporary fix that will not hold and often an outcome that the patient is unhappy with and likely pissed when considering the money they've spent. This can all be avoided by fully understanding this particular patient's concerns and what they view as the perfect outcome. If the practitioner would have educated their client properly to include the discussion of nutrition and lifestyle changes, an agreement could have been made to include all things necessary for resolution. Now the prospective patient can understand that a quick fix is not in their interest. Of course, cosmetic services will still be included for the results they can offer, and perhaps more service than what this person initially believed they needed. I can use the same logic no matter what your patient is looking for, as optimal health will always require sensible lifestyle changes, including nutrition, supplementation, exercise, just to begin with. If you're not offering it, don't be surprised when your patient leaves you to find a doctor that fulfills this need. More and more doctors are coming to the reality that times have changed. Patients are seeking out health mentors that guide and coach rather than the traditional doctor that simply prescribes. Go through the seven essentials to gain a full understanding of what should be included in building your packages. Each point has a brief explanation that should help guide you through the process. The next few pages of content in your packaging service guide is a template outline to help you think through each aspect of designing your packages, ensuring a design that offers the best outcomes for your patients. Following this worksheet, you'll find additional information regarding your creation of three specific template packages that can be pre-designed to allow efficiency and easement. Listen closely. You do not have to specifically design each package per new patient. Don't worry, this process does not take away from the uniqueness of each case. Let me explain. As a health practitioner, you have the skill set to quickly discern a patient's current state of health and should be able to readily place each individual into a mild, moderate, or severe case. Think about this. If I place three individuals in front of you, along with a brief case history outlining current diagnoses, medications, and lifestyle habits, and allowed you just 5 minutes to converse with each individual, would you not be able to place each one of these prospective patients into one of the three categories? Of course you can. You might design a mild package that follows, let's say, a three-month program, whereas your severe category may be up to 12 months. The basics of the programs will be similar in regards to including particular diagnostics, education, supplements, and even specific treatments. The unique difference will be the extent of the diagnostics, the size of the supplement bank, and the number of treatments. Each individual patient will also be recommended different supplements based on conditions and diagnostic results. For example, you may find that the average mild case requires approximately 750 retail costs worth of supplements over the term and length of the program. Whereas a severe case may need at least $2,000. In each case, you, the doctor, will determine the specifics as you get back to your diagnostics and begin working with each case. By having the three options, mild, moderate, severe, you can have available a specific program to offer with every individual prospective patient that walks through your doors. Do not make the mistake of having them go home so you can put a program together in hopes they might return. You need to be prepared to offer them an opportunity to move forward when they're in your office. Do not make this more difficult than it is. At FPC, we've proven out this system with hundreds of practitioners, and it works 100% of the time. With that said, there's a very unique process that is mandatory if you are to expect an easy transition from consult to close. If you remember, near the beginning of this audio, I mentioned a pre-education process. Here's what I mean. Not one single prospective patient should enter your practice without having first been pre-educated about who you are, how your approach is different, a logical explanation of why your approach works, and what they should expect if you accept their case. This education should also include why insurance is not their friend and why it may not cover your services. In other words, remove the question of, does my insurance cover this? They should come to the conclusion that what you offer is a long-term investment rather than an expense. When all said and done, those who have been properly educated will come into your office with this mindset. Number one, I'm excited to be here, doctor, and I hope that you can help me. Number two, if you can help me, I hope you will accept my case. Number three, I understand that I will have a financial responsibility and hope you have payment options available. As I said earlier, this audio lesson and guide is based on packaging and not the pre-education process. The step-by-step synopsis of communication is fully outlined for our FPC clients, and I can assure you that each and every one of them uses this to ensure success in moving prospective patients into their recommended programs. Until the pre-education process is in place, you cannot expect the typical individual to get the big picture and move forward on your recommendations. It's a foolish mistake to bring prospects straight into your practice with the assumption you can fully bring them up to speed in a consultation. If you're determined to do this, don't place blame on the patient, the package, or anything else when they don't move forward. Here is one incredible thing I will share about pre-education. You can educate dozens of prospects all in the same hour of time, maximizing your time. Those who choose to take the next step of coming in for a consult would be those who are serious and truly get it. Compare this against trying to educate each and every prospect individually during your consultation. This is a disastrous waste of time, especially when you consider those prospects who are not a fit and would have not taken up your time if they would have first attended your pre-educational event. The good news is that this pre-educational process does work and can be learned by both you and your staff. Once this system is in place, you will never have to worry about spending your valuable time with those who are either not ready to make lifestyle changes or simply aren't interested in anything other than a quick fix. You work with only those who are excited to team up with you. Would you like to learn more about this pre-educational process? Would you like to learn the exact synopsis of putting together the live event or webinar that will move the majority of your guests into prepaying for your initial consultation? If you enjoyed this ultimate guide to packaging your services and would like to learn more about how FPC can help you build your own freedom practice, I have an opportunity for you. FPC is a complete business curriculum that teaches health practitioners everything about building a highly impactful and profitable business. We understand you didn't learn these things in school, but were somehow expected to thrive simply because you earned the right to practice. And no, we are not a typical practice management firm that teaches outdated systems that focus primarily on how to see more patients, build the best CPT codes, and place the patient's experience second. FBC goes well beyond practice management and builds your practice around the optimal experience for your patients. Our team of experts works with you and your team one-on-one, mentoring you on a vast number of critical subjects that are required if your practice is to thrive. Some of these subjects include how to effectively promote your expertise and services to your community and beyond. Implement these proven systems and you will no longer worry about having enough new patients. As I just briefly summarized, you'll learn the specifics of driving all your prospective patients into a pre-educational event, whether a live event, a webinar, video series, or written report. This will ensure that those reserving a consultation spot are ready to take action. You will learn to position yourself as the expert and the only logical choice. We will teach the exact methodology of conducting an effective consult that earns you respect and trust. Your entire team is trained by FBC in aspects of running a freedom practice. It's your superstar team that will eventually allow you to take time away from the practice, enjoy your family, all while your practice continues to operate and generate profit. These are just a few of the mandatory systems that you and your team will soon come to master. Here's a question. We ask all our prospective clients that have asked to attend our Discovery Day, do you own a business or do you own a job? Think about this for a moment before you answer. As you would guess, many answer this as, well, I own a business. The fact is, if you own a true business, then your business has been designed to work without you. If you must be there in order for your practice to generate revenue, you really own a glorified job. We at Freedom Practice Coaching would like to offer you the opportunity to step out of the mundane day-to-day operations that should be delegated to each of your team members and enjoy the option to work on your practice rather than simply in your practice. It's what successful entrepreneurs do. Sure, I can understand you enjoy seeing patients. Remember, I was once in your shoes and have spent many hours working with those who sought out my services. As enjoyable and rewarding as it is, I can assure you it's even more rewarding when you learn to expand your practice by implementing our proven systems, allowing you to help more people in need. In this scenario, you can still spend some of your time visiting with patients. The difference is that you will do it because you choose to, not because the success of your practice depends on it. You have two choices. You can continue on the path you're on. Let's call it Plan A. Is this plan going to carry you and your family into a healthy retirement, allowing you both financial freedom and freedom of time? Or you can look into Plan B. This is the plan that FPC helps you design with your specific goals in mind. Do you want to triple your revenue and profits? Perhaps you just want more free time and would be excited to move to a 3-day work week while maintaining revenue. Maybe your dream is to build a wellness getaway resort. Whatever your dream practice in life look like, you must design it and have a proven plan laid out if you are to attain this dream. I hope that through this brief education on just one of our systems, you now have a better understanding that building your dream practice really can happen. It's not rocket science. It's just that you don't know what you don't know. That's okay. We all need coaches who have the experience and knowledge we need in order to excel at whatever we truly find important in our lives. Personally, I found my business of utmost importance because when I master my business, most of my other challenges disappear. I have had many mentors in my life on many subjects, including mastering business. It's worked out pretty well. In fact, I continue to seek advice from those who know much more than I and will continue to do so for the rest of my life. I'd like to offer you the opportunity to learn more by scheduling a discovery call with one of our team members. Why a discovery call? If you like what you've learned so far and can assess that we really do know what we're talking about, I'd highly suggest you take time and learn more about how we might be a fit. Marcus Lemonis of the television show The Prophet once stated to an entrepreneur he was working with, "There is nothing in your life right now that takes precedence over your business." He made this statement after this particular businessman was attempting to justify why he wasn't fully engaged in burning the midnight oil to ensure the success of his business. Now, please understand, he wasn't suggesting that the needs of his family didn't take precedence, but was suggesting that if you don't first take care of your business, then you will definitely not fulfill the needs of your family. Let me take this further. By not taking charge of your business and choosing to be open to plan B, you risk being in the exact same position 5 years from now. But we both know the reality is things will actually be worse if things don't change. Are you willing to accept the current income you're generating now, the monthly amount you're putting into investments in retirement? Are you and your family happy with the vacation time you take each year discovering the world? Is your fear remaining the same, beginning to outweigh your fear of making change? If this rings true to you and you recognize something has to change, if you are willing to be open to a plan B, and you truly see the benefit of learning from a team that has a proven track record of guiding practitioners into achieving their dream practice, then schedule 30 minutes of your time to speak with one of our team members. I promise you, this is not a sales call. Nope. This is simply the first step in our greet and meet where we get a chance to learn about you, your current challenges, and where you would like to see your practice in the next 2 to 3 years. You get to learn more about us and how we successfully guide our clients through the learning and implementation process that lead to a freedom practice. If we both believe that we would be a good fit and enjoy working together, you'll receive additional information to allow you to fully research us. If step two goes well and you meet our basic requirements, you will have the opportunity to be our guest at one of our Discovery Days held here in San Antonio, Texas. Without going into much detail, simply because we're not at this point yet, this is a full day of training and becoming familiar with our systems. It is during this time that we can make the decision to work together. Here's what you do now. Schedule your discovery call. You can either call 210-330-5332. That's 210-330-5332. Or go to freedompracticecoaching.com/discover. That's freedompracticecoaching.com/discover. Don't try to continue going it alone, guys. You too need a Marcus Lemonis to guide you, support you, and hold you accountable in order to allow your business to eventually take care of you and your family. Give us a chance to be your Marcus Lemonis, your partner in business. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to someday personally meeting you.